You're listening to the Charlottesville Podcasting Network with your host, Dan Gould. Each spring and fall, the Senior Center in Charlottesville's encore players take to the stage to perform a series of one-act plays. This fall, the group presented four plays, The Last Dinner, The Bickersons, I Know You Did It, and Family Visitors. Listen as a customer with a discerning palate finds frustration while trying to procure breakfast in a New York restaurant. The play was introduced and directed by Senior Center volunteer Gene Newland. The performance took place on Wednesday, October 24, 2012, as a part of the Encore Players Fall Performance. This is the first of a four-part Wednesday series. Here's Gene Newland.
Our first piece today concerns a waitress and a customer. And when I say to you that oil and vinegar do not mix, I am not talking about a salad, honey. So, here we are, the last diner on the Lower East Side of New York City.
A miss.
No. Menu, sir?
No, thanks. I know exactly what I want.
Uh-huh.
A robin's egg omelet topped with coriander, made French style, of course. Red caviar in that. And a licorice liqueur, please. Yeah. All of that and some sourdough bread toast with wild gooseberry preserves. Shave the crust, please.
We don't have that here.
No sourdough bread? You should try it. That texture provides a delightful contrast to some of the more docile of the wild preserves. Now, wild raspberry needs more of
But we don't have those.
You mentioned that. Let's make it wild blackberry then, and put it on Arnold Brick oven bread, white, please. It makes a subtler taste.
We don't have that stuff. We have scrambled eggs, or fried, or we could poach it for you, and it comes with home fries and coffee, or French toast if you want.
What?
This is a diner, not a French cookbook place. We don't have robin eggs. You can get a Denver omelet if you want.
This is a diner, as you said, and I'd like to dine. I don't understand your attitude.
We don't have liquor. We got OJ or grapefruit juice.
This is New York City, miss. Can't I get a breakfast?
Pancakes, tomato juice, cold cereal. We got that.
What am I? Where am I? In a primitive colonial New England town where all they know how to fix is turkey and succotash?
It's summer. We don't get a menu, a Thanksgiving menu, until November.
All right. Don't you have anything here?
Bean soup?
All right. Bring me your menu. I'll eat that.
There are some nice, more exotic diners in Midtown. You can catch the D train over there and...
I don't want to take a subway to get a little breakfast. I'm not on a safari here. I don't have to hunt a lion just to get a bite to eat.
Lion?
Yes, lion. I suppose next you'll be telling me I can't get a little fresh squeezed tangerine juice here.
The restaurant two doors north will give you fresh squeezed OJ if you want.
I'm sure they could give me bubble gum freshly garnered from under their tables, too. But I don't want that.
You are being entirely unreasonable. A small, unassuming East Side diner, and you come in here and expect Julia Child to cater to your every whim. You get eggs here. You get toast here. You can have home fries. You can have a donut if you want, glazed or plain. That's what you get. If you don't like it, then go hire a cook and a butler and live in a mansion on a hill somewhere, okay?
You know, I think you're right. I expect too much out of life. Mm-hmm. I always have. I'm a bit neurotic. But I just want things right, that's all. But I have no right to force my outlandish expectations on others. I really don't. Thanks for the outburst. I think that a fella has got to be put in his place sometimes. Bring me the breakfast special, whatever it may be.
You can't have the breakfast special because it's 11:02. We only get that till 11. You should have ordered it when you first sat down.
You're right. I guess it's my fault. Two fried eggs, then. That'll be fine.
White, whole wheat, or rye?
You have whole wheat eggs?
Toast!
Oh, I see. Anything's fine. Anything that's easier.
White?
Rye, if I'm not imposing.
Rye. Coffee?
Sure.
Okay, then.
Just a minute, miss.
What?
Could I maybe have a table here to eat from?
A table, sir?
Well, there are chairs here, but no table. I hate to have to eat off my lap.
Well, couldn't you just pull up the other chair?
Well.
Maybe we should just come to your house and serve you breakfast in bed, huh?
Okay. Sorry. Chair will be fine.
You can pick up your breakfast in the kitchen in about 20 minutes.
20 minutes for eggs?
Well, what do you think, sir? We're going to hire a foreman to whip the cook to work at superhuman speed to kill himself on your eggs? You got a chair, sir. You think we get to sit down?
But there are no customers here.
Cook's a freelance writer. He writes comedy skits as he works. Slows him down a little. What are you, anti-art?
But what did you mean, pick it up in the kitchen?
In 20 minutes. Kitchen's over there, right past the communal bathroom.
Aren't you going to bring it to me here?
What am I, your slave? Would you show a little initiative here?
You know, I think you're right. I am going to show initiative, and I'm going to do it by leaving right now.
Well, it's about time. Robin egg omelet.
Pick it up yourself in the kitchen.
Wild gooseberry jam.
Doesn't even have sourdough bread toast.
Red caviar. Licorice liqueur.
Wants me to take a Subway for breakfast.
Shave the crust. Cook it French style.
And she
wants a table.
Ah, and she doesn't even have tangerine juice, freshly squeezed.
Expects me to wait on him.
Wow, and I don't know what to do except to leave here.
Oi!
No tangerine juice.
Okay. For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.